Welcome back to Unshuck Yourself, a Recycled Corn podcast series. I'm your host, Ben DeLeon, and today we're going to be taking on a sneaky little mindset trap that a lot of us fall into. Perfectionism. Perfectionism is one of those things that sounds like a strength, but really, it's just fear in a tuxedo. It looks polished, but it's still holding you back. Think about how many times you said to yourself, I'll start when it feels right, when I have more time, when I know more, when I can get it just right. But the truth, that moment rarely ever comes. As the writer Anne Lamott once said, perfectionism is a voice of the oppressor, the enemy of the people. It will keep you cramped and insane your whole life. Sit with that for a second. How many times have you let perfectionism stop you before you even started? I know I struggle with this a lot. Today, we're talking about why progress always beats perfection and how taking imperfect action might just be the biggest gift you can give yourself. So let's break down perfectionism. Perfectionism as procrastination in disguise. Don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. It's a quote by Voltaire. Think about that for a moment. How often do we use I'm not ready yet as an excuse to avoid doing the thing that matters most? See, these are the hidden costs of chasing perfect. There's missed opportunities, doors closed while we wait, stalled creativity, projects never get off the ground, constant dissatisfaction. No matter how good something is, it never feels enough. Strained relationships. When you expect flawlessness, nobody, not even you, measure up. Let that sink in. Perfectionism isn't harmless. It's expensive. It costs us peace, progress, and connection. Think about sending a text message. If you rewrite it 10 times trying to get it just right, you lose the moment. By the time you hit send, the timing just might be gone. Life works the same way. Sometimes good enough really is good enough. Why progress wins every time. Lao Tzu said, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Think about and imagine, what's the very first step you've been avoiding? Not the big leap, just the next step. Imperfect action teaches you faster. You can't steer a parked car. I talked about this in the last episode. Once you're moving, even slowly, you get real feedback. You learn what works and what doesn't. So think about this. Where are you sitting in park waiting for perfect conditions? See, authenticity beats polish. Better a diamond with a flaw than a pebble without. It's a quote from Confucius. People don't connect with flawless. They connect with real. Take a moment and let that free you from the pressure of having to get it exactly right. See, that's a 70% rule. If you're about 70%, launch. Waiting for 100% is a trap because you'll never feel 100% ready. Just imagine what could happen if you stopped waiting for perfect and just started moving at 70%. See, what you have to do is redefine success. Instead of, did I do it perfectly, ask, did I move forward? Take a breath and consider, what would moving forward look like for you this week? Progress is proof. Journal your wins, even the tiny ones. Don't skip this step. Small wins stack up. They build confidence. Henry Ford said, failure is simply the opportunity to begin again, this time more intelligently. Think about that. Failure isn't the end. It's feedback. It's training. Give yourself permission to be messy. Drafts, first attempts, experiments, they're meant to be imperfect. Remember, your first attempt doesn't define you. It develops you. Let's slow down for a second. I want you to ask yourself right now, where in my life am I waiting for perfect? Is it a dream you've been sitting on? A conversation you've been avoiding? A skill you've been scared to try because you might not be good at it? Now flip it. What's one step, even the smallest one, that I could take this week to move forward towards that goal? Remember what Churchill said, success is not final, failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. Take a breath, let that land. Courage to continue is worth more than perfectionism will ever be. So your challenge this week is simple. Pick one thing you've been putting off because you wanted it to be perfect and do it imperfectly. Write the first page. Make the awkward phone call. Post the unpolished version. Just move. But thanks for hanging out with me today on Unshuck Yourself. If this message hit home, share this episode with someone you know who struggles with perfectionism. Sometimes just hearing that it's okay to start messy can be the permission someone needs. And remember, perfection keeps you stuck. Progress sets you free. Until next time, I'm Ben De Leon, reminding you to keep moving forward, one imperfect step at a time. See you next time, Nation.